Right.
Right, so hello, I've got Cece back today. Cece Leacock-Bakeman. Here I go again. We're getting my friend's name wrong, Leacock-Bakeman. And she's speaking more with me about the instinctual drives. Now, if you listen to her the previous episode in January, Cece went over the three instincts in quite some brilliant detail. But today, I'm going to be talking with her about the zones as inspired by Russ Hudson. So, this is wear the dress or whatever alternative you like. My name is Leah Beadle Darcy, and we're really glad to have you listening to us or with us today. So, Cece, hello.
Hello.
Again.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. So, talk to us. Tell us
Sorry,
about
you just it fell away. Sorry.
did I fall away? Oh, sometimes my voice goes
No,
soft.
this was
Yeah.
technical, I think.
Is
Anyway.
it, was it technical? Right. So yeah, these things happen. So talk to us about the zones. What are these zones?
Yeah, what are these zones? That's a good question. They are very useful for one thing, because I think that the point, or the sort of USP, or the unique selling point for them, is that they just simultaneously show you how much goes into one of these drives and show you how confined it all is still to the whole like major point of the drive, which I think we mentioned last time, but I'll briefly do it again. And so there, as opposed to the actual drives, which you can separate between them in evolution, with like many, many years between the evolvement of each of them. And in life, you can also, because of these separate realms of attention that they attend to, you can separate between them. The zones are not, that they're much more arbitrary. They're something Russ Hudson thought of to illustrate more clearly what each drive was about, or each
Right.
instinctual drive was about. So they're more like overlapping in tendencies,
Okay.
that the instincts themselves aren't really overlapping. They're quite distinct, but the zones will overlap to a greater extent. And we could have five zones possibly, I don't know, but it's like, obviously, since the Enneagram, he's divided them into three, and it comes quite naturally actually to divide these three instincts into three zones each, so we get nine different zones.
Anything three pleases
Yeah,
me.
three zones.
Right. So this is something that, you say said is arbitrary to Rut that Russ came up with, but is a really useful tool to delineate within each zone different things that might go on. Is that what you're saying? Like different
Yeah, I
aspects
mean,
of
they're
each
not
zone.
arbitrary in the sense that they're there. They're all like right. They all describe what happened. But I don't know if you would go into it, if you could like differentiate even more, but I don't see the point really. But I mean, I'm just saying that it's not, the zones aren't an evolutionary fact as much as one teaching tool, but they're a very effective, also for self, awareness and for growth and inner work. They're very useful because they're quite different. We can have, I mean, the classic example is, if you look at self-prayers, you can have a self-prayers person working themselves to an early grave because they want to have the money and they want to have the security and all that. And that's self-prayers, but it's not very self-preservational in practice. And you can have the one that's just caring about food and supplements and sensitivities and stuff, and they sort of supplement themselves into a deficiency of a particular vitamin or whatever. And so
Or end up with orthorexia, the eating disorder where it's so clean eating.
yeah, exactly.
You
It's
know,
like,
it's so having a certain dominant instinct or within the, certain zone, say like health zone, doesn't mean that that person is a shining example of self-praise, even though the self-praise domino, because they can actually be poorly or neglecting the body in some unconscious way or even
yeah,
conscious.
the question isn't so much how good you are at it, or how successful you are at it, but how much energy and money usually you tend to put into this. We've talked about that before, you and me, that this, when you want to you need new curtains, and it's like, do I need to put money into new curtains?
I
That's
really want it to look nice, the aesthetics, the matching, but like that money could go into training course or a new dress or a, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have. So what we're keen to put money and attention and energy towards, that's usually a good clue,
Yeah, it's a really good
for how
point.
these zones are distributed within us.
Yeah, I think that just that sentence in itself clears up so much. When people think of a certain instant, you just say that where we put our energy or our money or whatever it is in what we put it into.
Yeah, what engages us? What feels worthwhile? I like to say the personality, if we do the Enneagram, the personality is the ego saying, okay, what's an efficient way to do life? And then we get the type. So the efficient way to do life for a three is getting better, duh. And the efficient way to do life for a two is helping others, because that's the key, and so on. So we have this what with the personality type, and with the instinct, it's more the question of where. Which areas of my existence are worthy of doing it, whatever it is I'm doing? And then we sort of see that that's usually a question that the instinctual preferences will answer for you.
And we might do something quite religiously, like always buy the like, new curtains because we don't like mess, but that we're not necessarily doing it willingly. We might be doing it like
Yeah, we have all
reluctantly, or
kinds. Yeah, we have so
yeah,
many.
because it's fascinating, isn't it? So if we're to start with the self-preservation instinctual drive, TC, can you tell us the three zones within?
Yeah. So first, what we need to sort of remember as the framework going in is that the instinct, the self-preservation drive, is about how am I doing? It's about me. It focuses on me. It doesn't really particularly care about anybody else. This is the amoeba in its very, very, basic function. It's the amoeba going this way because that'll keep me alive. That way will not keep me alive. Okay, I'll go this way. And so that's the me, and it's an internal focus to the me. So then we can look at these zones and see that the most basic expression of that, I think each drive actually has one zone that's the more primal one, or
Yeah,
it
right.
serves sort of the original evolutionary purpose, which is survive, obviously. How am I doing? Am I too hot? Am I too cold? Am I hungry? Do I need something? What is my homeostasis? Where is it going? Do I need to address, that's. And we call it the we call that we can call it whatever, but Ross called it, and I kept that because I think it's good, like health and well-being zone. So this first zone is about feeling good, basically, about keeping the homeostasis, about doing exercise, possibly eating food when I'm hungry, getting enough sleep, all that kind of thing.
It's always nice. I think it's interesting with exercise because we'll probably get to it later.
We will get to it later.
But
Yeah.
like it's like as good as people think, oh, I exercise, I'm self-pres. It doesn't quite work like that, does it? It's easy.
No, it didn't. It's just we need to, as with all inner workings, we need to look at the why. So why am I doing
Exactly.
this? And we'll get to that. But
Motivation.
if I'm doing the exercise to keep my body healthy, that's where this zone is
Where
about.
this zone is. Right, so we've got so the well-being, so what we
Yeah,
got
health and
next?
well-being would be one. And the next zone, which is sort of this too, but quite contrary in some aspects. And it's like once removed, it's still me, and it's still how am I doing, but it's also how will I be doing tomorrow? And so it's not only about the future, but it's about a wider, it's we call it resources, managing resources, or practical wisdom, I think let's call it at one point. And it's about managing whatever resources we need to stay alive, which might be about, for a human being, earning money, seeing to it that we have enough coming in so that we won't go hungry, or, and it's not really to do with the hunger, it's to do with the security that this money will provide for me. If I'm a squirrel, it's like I need to collect some nuts, and it's very clear in the animal kingdom that this is an instinctual thing. The squirrel doesn't sit down and think, ooh, Bugger, I didn't save up enough last time, because if they do that, they're dead. They won't get the chance to procreate. They won't get the chance to stay alive, because they didn't store away food for the winter. And so that's sort of pre-installed or programmed as an instinct. Like, you can have some of these nuts now, but then you need to pack a few away for later, and
Oh
you're
yeah,
so that.
I mean, since my pet rats, I'll feed them, then I'll be like, oh, are they hungry? Because it's, I'm running on empty. Where's all the biscuits?
Yeah, and it's in
And
your
so I'll put
stock
more in. And when
perennial.
it comes to cage cleaning time, I find hidden under a blanket like a week's worth, like literal stop. You wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe what I find.
Ooh,
But
I
they just
believe.
do it, and if they, and they're overfed rats, if anything. But like, they're still stashing. And I'm like, you don't need to stash. You're not going to go hungry in my hands. But instinctually,
Yeah.
doesn't matter how trustworthy and good rat mom I am, it the stashing, the stashing, the stashing. It's just inbuilt, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
quite offensive, because it's like, don't you trust me?
Yeah, well, that's where we step out of the instinctual realm and start speaking about
That's where
the
types
heart
that,
realm.
yeah, all the yeah, this is where all the
So, but
yeah.
anyway, so
But yeah, so the so yeah, carry on.
the resources management is going to be about, it could be earning money, it could also be building houses, or well, doing anything that will have your security and survival secured, as it were, for more than just the day. I know that I need to manage this. I need to understand how this works. Maybe I'm doing something over and over again every day, and then I realize this would actually be a bit quicker if I like automated some of this. And that would be a human concept, or so we think. But then we know today that crows do the same thing. They use tools. They see that there is food in this tube floating on some water, but the water is too the surface of the water is too deep down in the tube for me to reach the food. So they drop stones into the water to raise the water surface, and then they reach the food. And that's crows.
Wow,
It's not even a
how do
mammal.
you even know that? How do you even know
I
that,
don't know
Stephen?
that. Oh, sorry, but this is my would be my five arrow. Anyway, yeah, so using I was taught in school that tools is a human thing, and humans is the only animal who that uses tools. And as it turns out, that's not really true. We just view tools differently. But the whole idea of being interested in like mechanics, if we go to the human world, people who look at machines and like instinctively and interestedly figure out how they work.
So
The people
would
who
put
think they can do.
with we had a little tech issue, didn't we, coming on to this call? Would we put all that, the techie stuff, in here?
Guess who solved it? It was not me.
It was not you, but there'll
I'm
be but
very.
someone who's high in that zone, that is
Yeah.
their
Sorry.
right. That's their thing. Someone high in that zone, this stuff that frustrates me to hell, would be
And
their
it's like,
crack.
if you have Per, my husband, looking at something mechanical, his brain will automatically figure out how it works. It's like if you meet somebody, your brain will suss out their Enneagram type. And this is not like you're not sitting there and contemplating and thinking you might be, but even if you don't, it's like noticing whether somebody is male or female, or somewhere in between,
Or
whatever.
completely rearrange their outfit to fit their body line without, and I'm not judging them, I hope, but like, it, do you know, it's just, yeah, and
Just
enjoy doing it.
happens.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's like, Pear probably isn't resentful for doing
I
the
don't
techie, whereas
know.
I'm like, can't get this time back, life's too short. No, if it's
Yeah,
techie
exactly.
stuff.
And again, it's what you put money and time and energy into. And for him, it's a lot of these practical resources things, more practical than abstract. But we do okay financially as well. But it's like we have both these. So we can see even in the same zone, people can be, crappy with money, but still can build anything, or they can have two left hands and be wizards on the stock market, and that's still within the same zone. So this is quite rich material, but still we can see that this is about me and my survival. Of course, it can stretch to include my kids or my, spouse or whatever, but It's about how can I survive. It's just in a little more extended version of it than the health and well-being zone. We'd also say that into this one we have delayed gratification is part of this. Like you can save money and you can actually take delight in seeing the money grow in the bank, whereas you might take delight in seeing it grow, but it's because you envision what you're going to do with it once you get it, and you're sort of tapping your fingers to have it grow. And for others, it might be a process that genuinely interests me, like in itself,
Just
because
watching the growth rather than the, oh, I can retire early and take some projects that are, and it like they're like, look at this, look at this growth. You'll be impressed, Cece. I've recently invested in three stocks. I have zero clue what's going on.
I'm very
I
impressed.
just like I watched them like a few pounds. I don't know what it's gone down, but it's fascinating, but it's not my, I'm not interested. But like I was like, I always tell Cece, I'm like, I'm clueless, but it's like a midlife. Oh, it's YouTube keeps saying we're supposed to do this. So the third zone we
So
have.
the third zone would be, again, a sort of slightly expanded version of this theme, which is that the house that I'm in, the living quarters that I have. We call it domesticity. I like that name, but some people have problems understanding it, maybe. So it's also called, I think Russ has used the phrase home life for it. And it's about my digs. It's about where do I live? How is this set up? And we can care about how our home is set up in so many different ways. We can care about how it looks, how it feels. Is it comfy? Is it aesthetic? But we can also care about functionality. How do I, anything from how do I stack the dishwasher to how do I sort my laundry? How can I make this so it's easy to handle for me? And again, somebody might do this out of, oh, but at least it's easy to handle and this is boring. Or you can do it and it's not like you love sorting the laundry. It's not that, but it's still that it's satisfying every time you put, I mean, we have that. We have different baskets for different kinds of washing. So once a basket is full, you just empty it in the washer. You don't have to sort it when you're going to do the cleaning. And so, or the washing. So that's, and somebody went into our bathroom and saw that and he was like, that would only ever work here. And he had kids. We don't. I suppose that matters. But anyway, so you can still take sort of a some delight in the fact that something is just arranged in a way that's comfy for you to handle.
For comfort, yeah, as opposed to efficient or I like when I do things, I've got to create a system to sort of that system will run itself. And do you see what I mean? Like when it's like washing.
This sense of satisfaction can come from the fact that it runs itself as well. I don't think you can draw too hard on you in these contexts because, despite the fact that I think you have a self-preservation blind spot, you also have a specifically, I think, well, all the self-pres zones actually OCD tendency that sort
I
of
was just saying, yeah. Well,
the
that's why I was
whole,
highlighting it because
yeah,
I
so the whole
genuinely
routine
love
thing.
it. I love what you're saying about yours and Pear's system thing, and I love systems. I think systems think is probably my what I'm
And
trying
this
to take,
is
but like it was just like so. Just to highlight, you can have a blind spot in a. It can be a third instinct, but you can still get excited by something that seems self-preservation, but it's for a completely different reason. So I was
yeah,
highlighting that.
that's one thing to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind is even in your blind spot, you usually have a fairly good zone.
Yeah,
And
you
then
can. You know, it's not
in
like
the
we don't have anything of that
Yeah.
third
And it's
instinct. Because otherwise, we wouldn't, especially when it's self-pressed, because we wouldn't survive in the world, would we? We'd be dead now,
yeah, and again, that's
and
yet another
sitting in a
thing.
pile of washing.
That's yet another thing. But what I was referring to was the fact that you can have a quite one zone quite high. I mean, you can be moderate in
Oh,
all
yeah.
these, as you said, because we have it all, but you can also be quite high in one of them and think, oh, but I've got no blind spots. And then you do some maths on it and you realize, okay, I do have a blind spot here. Well, yeah,
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's
I think we might.
so many reasons. Yeah.
So, and
So let's
well,
just.
So I think something that I just want to mention as well is that this can be obviously to do with how you what lock you pick, not pick, but choose, and how you choose your insurances and how you want to keep safe in your home. That's about home too. And then we can sort of see again how these might overlap somewhat, because if you're interested in home insurance, is that home or is that resources? And obviously, a home is a resource. So there is a slight overlap again. But you get the picture. Somebody can be crappy with general resources management, but they can still take delight in arranging their home in a way that fits them. And I was talking to a self-res board the other day, and he was like, I don't want to change a thing in my home. I've just achieved this perfect. And it was like, they'd recently moved and he'd put so much effort into getting the right art and the right. My bed is the most comfy bed in the whole planet. And he was like, very, very in love with this home. It was a very,
No, he doesn't want to change the thing. What if something like better came along that would change it for the better? He'd still not change it.
I don't think better figure. I mean, he was a four again. So what better wasn't really an objective thing for him. Better was like, this is what I've
Oh, of course.
wanted. This is what I've always wanted. This is what I seek. And then, so anyway,
Well, I think my dad is very, 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 very. So it's like self-pres. self-pres 9, and so with Kath mom, well, she's self, I think she's self-pres 1 maybe, but they like you see the security I'm talking about, like they'll sit there and won't mind me saying this, we don't listen to this anyway, but like she'll sit there on the big whatever 50 60 inch screen inch telly watching TV stuff on her laptop. She has disabilities, so she's at home all the time. So, but do you know what's on the big 50, 60, whatever inch telly? Not telly. Outside. Whoever walks by comes to the door. What can, like, and I'm just like, I can't with, I mean, I understanding the instinct is really, really helpful. And I wouldn't criticize them anyway. And it's like, it keeps her happy. And, but like they've literally got a setup, so this just runs all day. Like hyper aware if I'm like going to see them and like walking towards the door. God, am I recording on this? Like, that's all right. But like literally, and there's the locks and this and this and this, and they're both like dad's an octogenarian. Catherine's in her 70s. I understand, the safety thing, and it's a woman who lives on my own now, I like safety, but this is just like watching it on the laptop whilst the big telly has this constant stream of
People.
who's like yes.
And that can be an expression, obviously. I mean, it is. And it can also be that somebody equally self-pres would choose to see their favorite Netflix drama on this big screen
On the
because
screen,
of other self-presy reasons. So this is obviously very multiple.
It's just fascinating, isn't it? And like people have completely different ways of doing things, but neither's not right nor wrong. It's how we're each surviving in the world. So if we're to fast forward to the social instinct, are you calling it social or adaptation at the moment? What do you think?
I'm wobbly, but I would suggest we do the sexual first.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sorry. That was me. I'd gone, yeah, why did I think so? Yeah, like I said, we're both a bit brain dead today. Oh, not brain dead, I shouldn't say that. We're both, tired brains today. So yeah, it's sexual, isn't it? So sexual comes
I
online
like.
next.
Yeah, and I like to call that sexual. That's another question comes up because people like to call it all kinds of stuff because they don't want to use the word sexual, especially in corporate settings. I rarely do corporate settings, so I don't care. And also, I think it's again with the evolutionary ties, I think it's explanatory to keep the term sexual. And obviously, you need to unpack it a bit. And we did that last time. But so
We did. So
for
people can go back and listen to the January episode, to if they really want to pad that out. Sorry.
And so some of the teachers call it by confusing names. Some call it attraction, which I think is fine because that's again what this instinct is about. attraction and expansion. And just like the self-preservation instinct, the sexual instinct is, or the sexual drive is about me. It's not really about you. It, sometimes the activities you want to engage in involves you, but or involve you, but they don't. I don't particularly care about you. I care about me and the expansion. So whereas self-pres had the me inward focus, this has the me sort of expansive focus. It's about how big can I get, basically, and or how much offspring can I have if we sort of rewind to the evolutionary beginnings. But so the first zone, the most basic one here, I would say is the I call it magnetism actually. Russ called it attraction, but then he called the whole instinct attraction, and I that sort of
Got confusing, yeah.
I wanted to have a separate word, but magnetism and attraction is like, you know, obviously the same thing. So this is about where you in nature, it's a you're on the prowl, you're out, you want to get laid, basically in nature, you want to mate is the biological term. But so and for most animals that would be a particular part of year where the self-pres sort of is chucked out the window for a bit and they, you know, puff themselves up and they go fight off other males if they're male, or they go whatever they do if they're female. You know, we try to attract a mate to have offspring to keep the species going, which is the very, very basic function of this drive. And this can mean things that go into this for animals, but also for humans can be, you know, dressing up. You like to wear nice clothes, you wear things to make yourself attractive. And you're also quite aware of what you're attracted to. It's like you have these little sensors out or antenna that just tell you, ooh, there is the juice. I'll go
There is
this
the
way.
oh.
This is what, you know, so you're quite good at sort of choosing and discriminating in your what you want to give your focus to, what you want to where you want to go, basically. Competition will go here too, obviously, because again, you need to scare off the other male so that you get this female. And that is the, I would say, the gist of the magnetism zone, where for humans, people with a high magnetism zone will care what they look like. That's like the basic thing. You can care what you look like, again, for other reasons, but it's like a constant awareness of what you're putting out there.
Yeah, even if you're not, yes, see, I just want to flag up. It's not really about intending to sleep with that person. Do you know what I mean? It can,
No.
someone can
Yeah.
be asexual, even, can't they? And have a, it's they, but can they? That's something I was going to ask you. Is like, what about people? Because I, you know, I want to be quite sort of diverse in this podcast. What about people who identify as, different sexualities, like if they're asexual,
Well,
can
I
they
think
still
the
have a
only,
high magnetism zone? Would it work it like?
to be frank, I don't know because I haven't talked to one of them. It would be very interesting to do so,
Yeah, it's
because
fascinating, isn't it? And I don't want to put you on the spot with a question, and you know, it's like it's
no,
mine
I'm
said,
just.
I don't know, but it's just something that I was mulling over as I was thinking about today's episode and the different zones. Is so. You know, I want to be very inclusive, all genders, all sexualities. And I think with the sexual instinct, people get very, very confused of what it's about. Is
What
it,
it's
oh, that's a
about.
sexy person, they must be sexualized, or they want to sleep with people a lot. They, and it's not like that at all, is it? It's
No,
not.
and it's important, even for the zone, it's important to understand that this energy, and this would have me lean towards, yes, they can be high in this zone, even if you're
Yes.
asexual, because I would believe, and this is where I'm not sure, I would believe that asexual just refers to whether you actually want to have sex or not.
Yeah,
Not
he's,
whether you
yeah.
can get
Whether
aroused,
you,
whether you can
yeah.
get, you know, because what causes arousal will not just be, you know, it's not just like
Not
eroticism, it's
just
not sexual
yeah.
input. It could, you can be really having the same kind of charge with something that you're that really gets you going, and this is just
Yes.
so wow, I'm so interested in this, and this has nothing to do, I'm drawn to this, and this might be a particular sport, and we're getting there in that next zone, actually. But I mean, this is so I wouldn't know. I wouldn't guess that magnetism is usually a very high zone for somebody who d identifies as or is asexual. But I would, I can't really, I can't speak for them.
But we can't speak to ourselves not identifying with that. But it's just something I found really interesting. Maybe there's someone out there who'd be willing to talk to us about how that is for them.
And even if there were, they wouldn't. You need quite a fair amount of people to have a statistical,
Well, but statistically,
So,
yeah.
yeah.
But
But I'd
just
say,
an interesting, just an interesting thing. So yeah, so you said the next, do you want to carry on with that zone, or you said then you said about
I was just going
sports?
to say that since the zones overlap, and this is where the arbitrariness comes in, then I'm quite sure that an asexual person can be sexual. In the lead, as in sexual, as in
Yes.
instinctual preferences.
Because if we think about libido, it's not
Yeah,
just
exactly. It's about basic.
wanting to get it on with someone, is it?
Yeah.
It's
No, it's about wanting to get on with life, basically. Wanting to get,
like the
being
charge.
excited by life, being charged
Yeah.
and energized by this stuff, whatever the stuff is. And so in again, in its most basic form, this would be the magnetism zone. If we look at evolution, that's what, the gorillas pounding their chests or whatever. And then we can sort of expand on that a bit, not very far, because I mentioned it already, which is the next zone. I think we call it exploration. We might call it adventure, but that sounds a bit too physical. Adventures don't
Yeah,
be physical.
it's
They can be inner in nature. But if we call it exploration, this has to do with this, again, this charge, this I want to go somewhere. I want to I think One Republic has a song called I Lived, and that's
right.
basically this zone. It's about I want to do it all, I want to try everything. And it doesn't need to be that. It might be I want to try this and I want to do it, because it's just very energizing. You can hear a piece of music, or you can get in connection with a person or an activity or whatever, and you just wow, this just gives me fuel, basically. So it's
You say
about
almost compulsion, it becomes it like
it can become
don't
compulsive, sure.
yes.
Because and again, you can become compulsive with all these drives, but the sort of caricature dependent addiction kind of thing is has often it has a touch of this, and it's like it can be taking risks. It's like basically what gets your adrenaline going. And adrenaline will not just be bungee jumping and doing that stuff.
Yeah, as you say, not just the risk, like dare I go on the roller coaster. You can be terrified of roller coasters, but take risks
Yeah, and
related to them
you can also go.
mentally, academically.
Yeah, and you can also go on roller coasters for other reasons. The thing is, I think you want to stretch your comfort zone here. If you're not stretching your comfort zone, and it's not a mental comfort zone, it's an energetic comfort zone.
Energetic comfort zone.
Because
Yeah,
you
pushing
can,
the envelope just
yeah,
that bit
exactly.
further and further, yeah.
And caring about the challenge. You want the challenge. If you're here, it's like, oh, I don't want to be challenged. This is not your zone. Because here you want the challenge. However, you'll want it to be just enough, just slightly higher, possibly, than you would prefer, because that's, again, getting out of your comfort zone. But it's like a rubber. Or, an elastic band, if you stretch it too far, it'll snap, and then you have no use for the challenge. It's like, Leah, can you jump over this wall? It's 10 feet tall. And you go, what am I going to do with that challenge? I can't,
Yeah, it's got to have like an end goal that means something.
Yeah, that, and it needs to be at least, it needs to be within your,
Interest in within what drives you, what
No,
is within your.
yeah, that too. But what I'm talking about, the challenge needs to be relevant to
Relevant.
the to stretching your comfort zone.
Just
You
stretching,
can't
but yeah.
stretch if you put the the thing you're stretching against too far away, it doesn't do it. It's pointless.
Yes,
Either
yeah.
you break or this breaks or something. So this is about this knowing, loving this balance, being just so engaged and staying that way until you do something else. That's sort of part of this zone. Feeling I get
That
very
sound.
confusing here.
No,
Hopefully.
it makes perfect sense to me, and I'm sure it will to everyone else. And there's always so much more, isn't there? I mean, this is like
There
lots
is.
of conversations, and I bet people got a lot of questions, like, because there's like the intricacies within the zone, and then the different types, how that the lens of that, and individual differences, culture. There's all sorts in there. So if we move to the third sexual zone, what are we
Yeah.
calling that?
This is the one where people get most confused, I think,
Right.
and
Let's bring some clarity to the situation. That's what we like to do within it, do you think?
The words that Russell originally used to describe this last zone of sexual would be merging and fusion.
Imagine.
And this word merging has had so much, it's been in so much debate with the Enneagram world, because we can talk about, if you're into the Enneagram, you know that nines can sometimes
Nines.
be said to be merging, but they're mergers. The nine-ish in itself, merging, is about blending in. It's about becoming
Yes.
invisible. It's a very sort of passivizing move,
Almost
if you will.
diffused, isn't it? It's like.
Yeah. It's like you don't want to, you want to blend in. That's, or and you sort of adopt traits or views or whatever from the people around you. That kind of merging is not what this is about. This is a
No.
very active kind of thing. This is where you get so completely immersed in something that you lose time. That's the most basic example.
Yeah, like, oh my God, it's 2024. Thought it was 2021. What's happened? I've been so
Well, that's a massive loss of time, but yes, possibly. Being completely engaged in something. We can talk about passion, but then people get, oh, everybody can be passionate. And sure, everybody can be passionate. The thing with the merging zone is, I think, when we talk about passion in connection with the merging zone, the thing is, the passion itself will stand out. You can have passions in other areas, and it's like, this person is so into this and so into this, and you can tell. But with this zone, it's about the engagement in itself, the
Getting
wanting
lost
to,
in something, like
yeah,
getting like this.
the wanting to have something or somewhere where I can pour all my energy, because there's just so much energy, and I just want to, because I want to be one with this. I
One
want to
with
merge
it.
with this. And this is, I have a friend who's a sexual nine, and she's very high in this merging zone. And it's funny, because she can do both these things. She can sort of merge
Wow,
both.
and simultaneously, both
No,
types of merging.
not simultaneously. That's
Right.
the thing.
That
But she does it
would
in
be
some
interesting.
context. She will melt into the wallpaper and sort of just
Right.
go unnoticed, and just really, well, blend. We can call it blend, and with the background or the crowd or whatever. And that's the nine-ish. In reality, she's doing something completely different in her mind when she does that. She's not there. She's just physically present, but she's mentally
Present.
somewhere else. And then she, but again, this is quite passive in nature. And then you have this merging when she finds something that's really juicy, and she's like, wow. And it could be a person, and then you just
Yeah.
gaze into their eyes, and it's like, it's just us. And it's
Exactly.
this
Us,
very
yeah.
intense, I froze in this interesting position. So that's a much more active thing. And that's not about disappearing myself. It's about expanding myself. It's like, I'm not so much blending into something else as I am, ingesting this something else. It's like these spiders who eat their partner after they copulate. That's
I might as well, haven't you?
sorry.
Might as well eat them. Like you're done with them. Might as well eat them.
Okay. Well, that's one way to put it. But actually, I was talking to somebody about this, how in the sexual drive overall, and in the merging zone, how you can have this sense of really, again, it connects to the first zone. You're attracted to something, and you just, I was listening to this song once on, Spotify, whatever, and it's just, I just had this quite, you have a thought before you're aware of the thought, and when you get aware of it, it's like
Yes.
you didn't really censor it. The thought was, when I put words to it later, the thought was basically, I wish I could eat this voice.
Yeah,
I
I
wish
know what
I
you
could
mean. Yeah.
ingest the
It
feeling of
just,
this guy singing.
you could, yeah,
You
because
just
just having it vibrating into you isn't enough. You need to,
yeah, and it's like this,
yeah.
make this see people sometimes they just love something and it's like they want to grab it in the air if it, the something might be an abstract thing, but they grab it and they sort of just crush it to their chest. And it's like, I want to include this thing. I want to expand. So this is part of me because this is, that's merging.
Yeah, I remember a few years back when we were first talking about this. I remember being a little bit reactive because I don't like outwardly react that much do I to actual people, but like about when we did that test of yours about the merging zone. It wasn't my top zone, but it wasn't low. And I was like, no, I'm an independent woman, I know what I want and what I do. And you were like, no, I don't merge with people. And when you explained it to me, what it really was, because I probably got some values about being, I know what I want to do and I'm an independent woman and I'm not codependent or whatever it is. You explained it and it's like this light bulb just went on of, oh yeah. But so that word merge, I think it can have a bit of a misnomer to it, can't it? Especially with like the nine systems. They're wrong what the nines do, but it felt so alien from me, not being a nine. But when you explained it was just one of those light bulb moments in my own knowledge and self-awareness journey, and I could own that word merging when you'd explained to me this, so I
Yeah.
think it's a really important distinction. I was also interested why I reacted to the other sense of the word merge, but like that's another story for another time. But yeah, so that distinction you've made, I hope will be really helpful to some other people, especially around that word merging.
And
So if we're to shift to, sorry, carry on, you've got something else there?
we can use, again, whatever words we like. We just need to be agree on what we mean by them. And here,
Yeah.
a good thing if you sort of, oh, this is my zone. I'm emerging kind of, in this sense that we're talking about. I have a sexual lead in my, preferences or whatever. Then just look, am I just merging only with other people ever? Or am I merging with experiences? I'm doing this with my novel that I'm writing or, my walk in the woods and I have this piece of nature and it's just, it's part of me. It's going to come out in more ways than just with other human beings.
Yeah, totally. It's
Does
like I'm
that
just looking
make
at these ballet shoes here, and when I get new ballet shoes, I'll put them on my feet. This whole merging experience, I can't even explain it in words. I've only got a feeling of it's like there's just a pair of ballet shoes, but I become, and it's not just about loving dance. It's as if they're my feet, and the look of them, I could swallow the look of those because I get a joy. I can't even explain it, but that's a pair of ballet shoes, Cindy. Cece. People, do you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
it's not just because I'm a ballerina. It's that's why I like them all over the house, and it just, and it's not just aesthetic. There's part of that, but it could be an object. It'd be a pair of point shoes. It's really strange, but and that they mean something to me. But yeah, so if we just fast forward, I'm aware I've got a client at one, and I want you to get in as much about each zone as possible to the social zone, and we have the three
And the social drive, let's call it the social drive. Again,
social drive.
I
Oh,
switch
yes, that's a
between.
social zone. I said brain tired. Yeah, the social drive with the three zones. Yeah.
Yeah, you did say that. It's just I'm saying
I
I
did. I
call it
did.
the
I know.
adaptation drive, and it's either way. Somebody said, well, they're all about adaptation. I'm like, yeah, that's true. But again, social, it is like merging. It's become sort of a thing where people think this is about parties and
Like
social.
going out, love being around people, and it's not really, is it?
No, because again, nature has created this drive for a reason. Because if you just sore to yourself, you see to your health and well-being or your sort of general survival, and then once in a while you pop off to get somebody to mate with so you can keep the species going, then no species would have been able to evolve to the point where we have to care for our young. Because and if you didn't, nature possibly, I don't know if nature tried, but if nature tried to do this without the social instinct, it possibly realized quite soon that these young just die because nobody's tending to them, because the mother is now dealing with her own self-preservation again. And we couldn't have that. So the first zone of this particular drive, which by the way is about other, it's about reciprocity. That's the only one that is about our connection and this that happens. This other awareness, we could say, is unique to social adaptation. It has nothing to do with the sexual. Even if you're very much in love, we're also human beings, so we can be in love with the heart and the social and the sexual and everything. But it's as instincts go, this is where connection comes in. And so the first and most important connection that nature needed to see to it that this was in working order, that's the connection between her mother, the mother and her baby. So the first zone we call reading and interpretation, and it's about reading and interpretation where it comes to others. It's telling whether your child is hungry or needs their nappy changed,
Right,
or
right.
doing realizing when you come in a room somewhere that, oh, they had a fight here, because you can feel it in the air in the room, that everything is
So,
just.
would this be like a tuning? This is like a zone where somebody's attuning and mirroring and.
And the extent to which I'm attuning and mirroring, that's the next step, still in the same zone. But I mean, some people can be acutely aware of these things and still not entirely good at attuning to it. And
Right.
if they're high in the zone, they will be both. But it's like it's one thing to notice it and another thing to attune to it. But that's definitely another part of this zone. I realize this is happening. And I switch. If you know NLP, they talk about pacing and leading. This is about that. This is about pacing. If you come to me and say, "Hi, Cece," I'm not going to say hello, because that doesn't.
People do though, don't they? If someone
Oh,
comes in, stands, they'll still have no awareness of that other person's. And it's not their fault, they're just that they've got other focus, haven't they? Some,
and
it's somewhere else, but.
even attuning to your own, if you guide somebody in relaxation exercise or whatever, and you talk about their muscles relaxing and stuff, and you say, "Now you can relax," that's again, it's sort of not going to work, because you need to attune to what you just created. And all this, I don't know, there is probably an English word. We talk about having a fingertip sense in Swedish to be able to tell what goes where,
Like
as
a
it.
spidey sense.
Sorry?
Spidey sense. We say over here, I've got a spidey sense.
Now I heard it. So that would be here. Empathy would be here.
Empathy. And of course, that doesn't mean people who are social laughs like yourself are not empathic, because you are. And do you know what I mean? It's not like socials have a monopoly on this gift of empathy. It's a hopefully human one
No.
and animal thing.
Instinctual lead has a monopoly on anything.
Anything, yeah,
That's the most.
exactly. You still be a very empathic person who's
And this
very
would be.
understanding and be social last.
Yeah. And just for the record, I think this is my hard zone in social. So it's like. But
So
anyway.
this is where you have, you're saying, and you can have it high in one zone, even though it's your
And it.
last instinct.
Especially when people talk about social as a socializing kind of capacity, and they said, no, I'm not social, I'm introverted. And it's like, yeah, you
Can
picture
be
the
an introvert.
introvert. The introvert can be sky high in reading and interpreting.
Very much so. Just
Now this
absorbing and
this
taking in.
sort of
And
the archetypal empath who has no, filter whatsoever. It doesn't have to be that way, but if they're that way, this might be a factor in that.
this might be a factor in that, yeah.
Exactly, it is. And so that's actually where the social instinct or the adaptation instinct came about. You need to do this stuff. If you don't do it, again, the species will die out. But that would be the most basic expression of this. Then we have the next zone, which you can call bonding. I think bonding and affiliations, maybe. It's about bonding and affiliations. Look at that. And it's like, it's about making new connections, talking to people. I do that just fine. This is a very, I do talk to people. I'm an extrovert, yeah. And
Yeah,
then,
but you're talking to me right now. You do, you
yeah.
know, you can communicate things
No
easy.
trouble. I've got no trouble talking to people, you know, randomers, if that's what's, you know, what comes up. But then there is another factor which also goes into this bonding zone, which is, you know, entertaining these connections. And
Right.
that's another thing. So you can be an extrovert and you can talk to people, and then you leave the room and it's like, whoosh, they're gone. So this zone is also about entertaining your connections. You establish connections and you keep them alive. You play with people. It's like you like to interact. It's like the quid pro quo zone, I think. Like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And if there's high for me, then I have a few backs that I know I've scratched and I can cash in on that. So I've got, you know, a handful or two possibly of connections, if the zone is high, that I can ask for help. And I probably will, because I'm not like, I can do this myself. And it's like, I only help others. That's not the zone. The zone is the, again, it's about reciprocity.
Reciprocity,
It's me and it's you. And the one exception to the reciprocity is when we talked about the mother and the child, because that's not reciprocal at all. To begin with, the child doesn't, you know,
you're
doesn't
saying in old age, hopefully they'll want to give something back. Maybe not, but yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, but so that's the one expression, because the reciprocity hasn't like even started yet. But in human relationships, and you know, animal relationships too, it's about, I help you help me. We take care of each other, the clan, the whole. I mean, if you look at descriptions of how stuff plays out in Africa with, you know, different cultures and how they deal with social things, and I'm like, wow, this is social,
Wow, it's different.
and it's like a whole different way of incorporating us as a player. Is not a bunch of players connecting and doing stuff together, but the bunch of players actually has its own entity almost. It's the we,
It's the
and
way.
care about this we. And so that's, again, this whole instinct, but this zone is a lot about that.
That's where community would come in, sort of community that helps
Yeah.
together or
Partly, yes.
partly.
And to quite a great extent, yes. But then again, the next zone, the last zone of the social adaptation instinct, and the last zone of all of them, in this run through, is going to be what I call participation. It'd be called participation and contribution, maybe. And this is where, if my focus in the middle zone of social, the bonding zone, if the focus is like you and me talking together, having this connection, doing stuff, this last zone of participation is more about you and me not facing each other, but we're side by side and we're walking in the same direction and we're doing things towards the same goal and we sort of cooperate around this. And the focus is not so much about how are you doing, how are we doing. The focus is about how is this doing, how far along are we? Can we?
So we're united in a purpose
Yeah. So this
to.
is where I think this is probably the only zone where altruism is like really there, in the sense that the bee dies to protect the queen, and it doesn't really care. And I don't think the bee is like, am I going to do this? Yes, I will do this. That's not
Oh, this is a bit tough for you,
it.
and I'm sweating blood here, but.
You're very grateful. No, so the bee is not a two. The bee. The bee is still doing something instinctively to save the greater whole, which we
the
believe.
community and keep things going. And yeah, wow. So we were going to look at how the core bit of each instinct plays into each of these zones, but I actually don't think we've got the time.
No, I think
So you're going to have to come back, Cece, if you are willing.
basically we can still do that, and I'm still
Can
willing to
we?
come back. And
Yeah,
yeah,
you can do it sort of briefly, and then people can get a taste of it, and then you come back and we'll really dig into that. Does that sound like a good plan?
I don't think you need to, because if
We
you see.
don't. Oh, good. So you can do this quite succinctly. Wonderful. But he's still coming back anyway. But
I am going back,
yeah,
and
so
if you just be quiet for a minute, I'll just
yeah.
say that if you think back, it's we've done that. We've seen
Yeah.
how the health and well-being and the resources management and the home thing, how can I thrive? How am I
Yeah.
doing? And we've seen that this sort of focus on me, but outwardly into expansion
Yes,
and
we have, yeah.
attraction, how that is present in all these sexual zones.
Yeah,
I
you're
just
right.
seen that. And we can also see that in this social realm, we have this other awareness, and it starts with a very significant other, which is the child. And then we have family, and we have, the clan, and we have the world, basically, in the other two. And we did say a lot about the participation instinct, what went into it, but I suppose you got the gist of it anyway. But it's like this, where I can enroll people in my course to help us get to this place where we want to get for the greater good of all, and that kind of thing. And engaging, not in the sense that the merging zone engages, but engaging in, I would be part of this. This, I'm a cog in this great wheel, and without me, the wheel would break. So it's like, it's not a me thing, it's an us thing again. So that, and I think that's basically the brief but still quite comprehensive answer to how the basic, key of each instinct, as it were,
Which
how that
instinct is
got
in there?
expressed in each zone.
Yeah, so it's like fascinating stuff. And what I'm hoping we can look at in another episode is like each type, each Enneagram type, so how like a one social in each of those zones, how that might play out, because there's some things that can look similar. Like we said about the nine mergey, and then there's the merge zone, or not look similar, but people can think it's similar. Yeah, I can see how two can be, type two can be very magnetic. But there's like the certain sort of bits of each type. And so if you could like maybe help us to tease out those things to get more clarity in another episode, where it's the lens of type and the instinct. And I'm sure we can find a way to do that in quite a sort of clarity giving way, can't we?
Yeah, I think so. And if I don't think we would go, around doing the one in the three varieties,
Yeah,
the zones, the nine, that would take too
forever,
long.
wouldn't we?
But it would be interesting if you or whoever listens just think of questions. How do
Yeah,
I tell whether this is the one or the whatever? How do I tease this out, and to what extent am I able to in the first place?
yeah,
That's very
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
relevant.
Or like when a two does this, how is that different from this zone doing it? And it's just this, I mean, I can come up with lots of questions. I'm sure there's people who've got questions out there that can send me questions, as long as we're not inundated with so many questions there. But like, I'm sure we can pick some good questions,
Yeah.
because people have got questions, and then see where that goes. Yeah, I
Yes.
think that sounds like a plan. So Cece, before we close, tell people where they, and thank you, this has been so interesting. Yet
Thanks.
again, there's always more, isn't there? There's always more, but tell people where they can find you. Not your address, but like, don't come knocking on a Swedish door, but like,
They can.
But where can they find
They
you,
find
instinct,
me
Enneagram, whatever wise?
on lykovebachmann.se, which is the name you had, and you probably put it somewhere so they see. I just
I'll put it, yeah, I'll put the link here.
take away the dots of the A if you have them, and that's .se, and that will be exploring the Enneagram homepage. Then they can look for exploring the Enneagram on Facebook or on YouTube, because I'm on both. I think I have an account called Enneagrammer for Enneagram Growth
You do? You think you do? You do.
on
It's there.
Instagram. I do. I just didn't. I thought maybe it was the same name, but it isn't. And so yeah, so those places and
And the name of your book on the instincts is
it's aspects of you, and then there's a
Aspects of
number,
You.
a subtitle saying basically that it's about the instinctual drives.
It's the instincts. Can we get that on Amazon?
I have it on Amazon. I have it in Swedish and in English and in Spanish, actually. So
There's
yeah.
other books as well, isn't there? I mean, I'll put a link to all of your stuff. I just want to flag up the instincts
Yeah,
book
I'm
mainly
sure I'll
today
come
to
back
sort
and
of think.
talk about the latest book at another
Well,
episode.
absolutely. I mean, there's more conversations. There's more conversations to come, isn't there? And I did say I want you to come back as well. So, and do how we can integrate all of this into intentional living, the overarching theme of this podcast. And I think it fits so beautifully with intentional living. Once we're aware of these things, or we're aware as much as we can, the choices that we make for our own life, in this world, and what matters to us. And so, yeah, so anything else you'd like to say to everyone before I close this down, run to a client appointment, clean the cages, do life?
I don't think so. I just
No,
think,
no.
sorry, I told you to be quiet. It was meant as a joke. I don't
Oh no,
think.
that's okay. Oh no, it's got to, please, people tell me to be quiet, because if you don't give me that instruction, I won't. I get over, speaking like zones, I get overexcited and in it, and I'm like,
I'm just.
yeah.
I'm told it's well adjusted to apologize. So that's why I do it.
You are. I appreciate that, but I give you license to tell me to shut the F up, because we have that sort of relationship where it's okay.
Didn't swear too badly anyway. That's good. Anyway, so thanks for having me.
Thanks
I'll
for
be happy
being
to come
here.
back and we'll be in touch.
Okay, right. So we're signing off now. Wear the dress, whatever alternative you like. This is Leah with her guest Ethi, and I will see you. No, I won't see you all, unless you put it up as a video. I will speak to you all really soon. Bye for now. Let me stop them.